Star with the ball. No, it'll be Ellsworth ball. There we go. I was wondering what they were doing. Ellsworth starting with the ball to begin this second half. Altoona starts with their starting five. Gunderson, Becker, Sinet, Hibbard, and Swede. Altoona basketball. Colson has it right side. Gunderson, who had 12 points in that first half, guarding him. Terrell back down his defender underneath. Head fake move, goes off the glass. No, gets his own rebound. Goes up again. Nene, but he was fouled. Landon on his tookus in the process, but he'll get up and go to the line shooting a pair. That's going to be the third personal foul on Hunter Hibbard. And a blow to Paul Heinrich's staff. There's one of his seniors. As Rails free throw halfway down and the basket elf spits it out. No. Does look like here in the opening minute of the second half, they're going to stay with Hibbard on the floor even with the three fouls. Rails second free throw. Bounced it in as it rattled the rim. 32-29, Altoona leads by three, just underway in the second half, and Altoona has the ball. Sinnott angles to his right, hands it to Swede, spin move side of the lane, high off the glass, up, falls off the right side of the rim, no. And the rebound cleared out by Ellsworth. Colson jogs up the floor, hesitates, bounce feet underneath, got it to Stoltenberg, and Stoltenberg able to score as he spins away from Sinnott. Jack Stoltenberg making it a one-point lead for Altoona. 32-31, Altoona leads by a single point now. Just past the minute mark of this second half. Sinnott, right sideline for Altoona. He'll dribble out to midcourt. Skip pass to Gunderson along the left side. Gunderson then dribbles at midcourt. Left-hand dribble to the free throw line. Pass left side to Swede. Altoona probing. Right side, this is now Sinnott, and he'll dribble back to midcourt. A little rhythmic clap from the Ellsworth supporters down to her right. They like the defense. Left side of the line against Sinnott. Pass up top to Becker. Becker takes a little contact at the free throw line. Step back jumper. No, as it pops out. Rebound Ellsworth. Lengthy trip and nothing to show for it. Ellsworth ball a chance to reclaim the lead as they're down by a point. Rail underneath. Back down, Hibbert throws up a shot with the left hand. Off the glass. Rebound taken by Altoona. They lead by a point. Gunderson, right side, hands it to Becker. Becker, the sophomore. Left hand dribble to the free throw line. Throws it left side to Sweet. Back outside to Gunderson. He has to track it down in midcourt. He's got it, though. Reload. Gunderson pulls up for a three. Right wing, right in the face of his defender. Front rim, back rim. It doesn't go. And the rebound, Ellsworth. A chance again for them to take the lead. Rail at the block, off the glass. He scores up and over Hunter Hibbard. And Ellsworth has claimed the lead, 33-32. Ellsworth out in front. Ellsworth is on a 12-1 run, by the way, ever since Altoona took that game-high 10-point lead. Ellsworth has gone on a 12-1 run. Here's Swede trying to answer back for Altoona. Three at the top of the key, no. Rebound Colson for Ellsworth. Runs the other way, throws it left sideline. Three by Rail. Off the right side of the rim. Rebound tapped around underneath. It goes out of bounds across the baseline, and it will stay with Ellsworth. So Ellsworth will keep possession, leading by a point. 33-32. 3 minutes into this second half, 15 minutes left to go in regulation. Colson throws it to Rail at the block. Rail, one dribble, then tries to go up. Ball scraped away from him by Gunderson. It was last touched, though, by Gunderson, and it will stay again with Ellsworth. Gunderson's done that a couple of times on Rail. Colson will float it back out to midcourt to Cool. Underneath for Rail. Rail double team. Gets it to Stoltenberg, right wing. To Rail, right sideline. Guarding him is Van Vliet. Ball knocked away. It's along the sideline. Scooped up by Sinnott. He runs all the way at 2-on-1. Gives it to Van Vliet. Back to Sinnott. And Sinnott will score. They ran that 2-on-1 beautifully. They had their defender shark tailing a bit. And Sinnott scores. And Altoona back in front, 34-33. early in the second half. Rail gets it to the block for Perman. Perman reverse layup with the right hand. He scores for Ellsworth. Gavin Perman's got 6 points in the game, and Ellsworth back up by a point early in the second half. Becker, free throw line, pivots, gives it to Van Vliet. Van Vliet outside Sinet, deep three, right wing. It's an air ball. Trying to save it there was Connor Sweet as he dove across the baseline, but he didn't get a good piece of it and could not save it. And it'll be Ellsworth ball. Ellsworth has not defeated Altoona in each of the last two seasons. Ellsworth hasn't won many conference games anyway, but trying to pick up a big early season conference win for them. Again, this is a program that has a storied history, even though they haven't had success recently, and you're always just one or two classes away from getting back on track when you're a program like this. Colson to the free throw line, nowhere to go. Now driving on through Peterson, throws it with the left hand. It leaks off the side of the rim. No rebound, Altoona. Gunderson, left hand dribble into the lane. Powers his way through, goes strong off the glass, but it's too strong. Rebound, Ellsworth. Colson runs the floor, goes up with the right hand. It pops off the back rim. No, but he got fouled. And Omar Colson to the line shooting two. Second personal on Sinet. 35-34, Ellsworth leads by a point. They've led by as many as just two when they led 2-0. First free throw by Colson. Front rim, back rim, pops off to the side. No. And the second free throw, rainbowed in and splashed it. Colson's got 8 points in the game. 2-point lead for Ellsworth, matching a game high for them. Sinet, left wing, ball fake, drives through, throws it up at the right hand, front rim, popped out, no good, but he got fouled. And Sinet, the senior, will go to the line shooting two. That's going to be the fourth personal on Braden Anderson of Ellsworth, his fourth personal. So to the line, Sinet trying to tie the game up here. First free throw, nothing but net. And if he makes this one, we would be all level. Couple of dribbles with the ball, bends the knees, ball is on its way, good. And the game is level at 36 all, as Sinet is up to 10 points. So Ellsworth basketball, they attack the hoop down to our right. In a game tied at 36 with 13 minutes left in regulation. Grayson Becker knocks a pass away intended for the left sideline. It'll stay with Ellsworth, triggered in right in front of the stands opposite of us, where the students all sit. Ball played in. Peterson has it left sideline. Out to Colson back in midcourt. Gunderson not giving him much room to operate there. Like being snug in your bed on a cold day. Peterson drives the free throw line a couple of feet inside the free throw line. He takes the jump shot and got it to go. Peterson's got 8 points in the game, and Ellsworth leads again by two at 38-36. Ethan Michaels, right wing for Altoona. He's into the game. To Van Vliet, free throw line extended. Now to Gunnarsson, free throw line. The lefty takes the jump shot, and it's nothing but net. Tickles the twine, does Gunderson. His first 2 points of the second half, and the game tied again at 38 all. Rail, right block. As he cut it, he got fouled by Van Vliet. Van Vliet, the starting quarterback on the Railroaders football team. A little too much contact there, though. And that'll be his second personal. Team's third foul, a non-shooting foul. Reset Altoona's. Van Vliet takes a seat. Austin Worth into the game. Becker back in there as well. Ball floated in, and oh, one of the guys who just checked in. Oh boy, they're going to get a foul here on Altoona. They're going to get Connor Goward on that. Goward, who just checked in, went to go steal the ball. He jumped in front of the pass, caught it, and they call the foul on him, which generates the cat calls from the Altoona fans off to our left. So it's Goward, Worth, Becker, Sinet, and Gunnarsson. And Gower just got called for that foul. Looked like he just jumped in front of the pass and caught it, but the official said he held the arm of the Ellsworth player to get to that ball. Three ball right sideline for Ellsworth. No, long rebound out to midcourt, though tracked down by Colson. And Ellsworth keeps possession. Peterson into the lane. Throws it up with the right hand. Line drive shot, no good. Altoona ball. Altoona basketball down to our left. Trying to break a 38-all tie. Goward, left-hand dribble into the lane. Jump pass, though, to the left corner. Open three, sit at bottoms. What a play by Goward, who drove into the lane. Then jump passed it to an open Sinet left corner, and Sinet buries the three. And Altoona leads 41-38, 11:30 to go in the second half. Right corner, though, wide open three, clues for Ellsworth. Back rimmed it, no. Rebound, volleyballed around. Pulled out of the air by Worth for Altoona. Ball, though, squirts loose at midcourt. Ellsworth has it. A three-on-two. Colson takes it himself. Threw it off the back rim, no. And the rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Ellsworth, and it will go back to Altoona. Oh, Colson had a three-on-two. Decided to take it himself with a runner in the lane. That was too strong with it. So Altoona gets the ball back, leading by three. But before we continue, timeout on the floor. See who took that timeout. There'll be a timeout, Altoona. So Altoona will take a timeout here. 11:15 to go in regulation. Altoona leads 41-38. Back right after this from Eau Claire Hometown Media in 93.5.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
Altoona basketball, they lead 41-38, 11 minutes to go in the second half. Gunnarsson to the free throw line, throws it to Sinet. Contested three left wing, halfway down, no. Offensive rebound, though, to Goward. Goward then fouled as he had his wrist held. It'll be the second team foul on Ellsworth, and Altoona will maintain possession again, leading by three. Altoona on a little 4-0 spurt in this one. Sinet underneath the hoop, throws it left corner, Gunnarsson. Gunnarsson, 10-foot jump shot with the left hand. Oh, it spits out halfway down and didn't get it to fall all the way. Ball back to Ellsworth. Rail up top, bullets a pass underneath, but it's too hot to handle for Gavin Perman, the senior. Out of bounds, and it'll be Altoona ball again, leading by three. Gunnarsson will walk it up the floor. Gunnarsson had that monstrous first half, 12 points in the first half. Worth, right sideline, hands it back to Gunnarsson, dribbles with the left hand. Around the arc they go to Becker. Becker tries to paw his way in from the left side, but nice job by Colson to turn him around. Becker gets it back, 10-foot jump shot, left side of the lane, no. Rebound the deck, fought for. Goward gets it for Altoona. What energy he's brought off the bench, and then he's fouled on the wrist by Gavin Perman. Connor Gower providing that energy off the bench. You love to see if you're Paul Heinrichs. Third team foul on Ellsworth in the second half. Second personal on Gavin Perman. Sinet throws it into the left corner to Gunnarsson. Dribble with the right hand to the free throw line. Back to Sinet, up top, bullets a pass underneath the Worth. Worth layup, no good off the glass as Worth got it at the left block and couldn't finish. And Ellsworth has the ball down by three, 41-38. 10 minutes left in regulation. Peterson underneath, floats a pass to Perman off his fingertips underneath the rim. And it's taken back by Altoona. Sinet, right sideline, three, no. Offensive rebound, Worth lays it with the left hand, front rim, no. Worth fights for it again, and this time he does score. Worth says, I am going to take part in the Reindeer Games. Lead is up to 5 for Altoona, and then Ellsworth throws the ball away in midcourt. Turnover will give the ball back to Altoona, and Ellsworth needs a timeout to talk it over. 9:28 left to go in regulation. Altoona leads by 5, 43-38, back in 30 on 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
Now the Altoona Railroaders lead this game 43-38 with 9:28 left to go in regulation. They're about to get the ball back at midcourt after Ellsworth threw the ball away. Altoona led by as many as 10 late in the first half. Ellsworth came back, though, and early in the second half was able to come back and take the lead thanks to a 12-1 run. But Altoona now leads by 5 and looking to push the lead. Becker with Sinet, Gunnarsson, Worth, and Goward out there. And boy, Worth and Goward have been outstanding off the bench for Altoona, providing the high intensity you like to see off the bench. Gunnarsson has it. Top of the key, swings it left sideline, open three. Sinet bottoms. Miles Sinet hits the three. He's got 16 points in the game. And Altoona leads by 8. Ellsworth desperately needs a bucket here. Colson, left wing. Skip pass to the right wing for Cool. Cool back to Colson, left side. DeRail, who's been quiet in the second half, underneath. Play will stop. He got fouled on a push by Worth of Altoona. First personal on Worth. Fifth on Altoona. Ball floated in. To Perman underneath. Perman pivots, puts up a shot right away, though, by Worth of Altoona. Ball squirts loose, though, back at midcourt, and Ellsworth gets it back. Perman will hand it here to Cool, pass into the left corner, Rail. Rail, right-hand dribble. Underneath, he got, oh, he didn't get fouled. They're going to call. He got the ball held. He tried to bully ball his way underneath. No foul called as he jump-stopped in the lane. And as he fell down, they say it was a hell ball situation. And Altoona gets the ball on the alternating possession arrow. Goward at midcourt has it. Ellsworth ramping up the defensive pressure. Now they'll fall back into their quarter court set as Altoona has the ball in the front court, setting up the offense. Becker leaned in for contact way out to the left side and got a foul called on Perman. That'll be the fourth foul on Ellsworth. Third personal on Gavin Perman. Gunnarsson, left corner three for Altoona. No, high rebound. Skied out of the air by Perman. Ellsworth ball, but the ball come free at midcourt. Tapped around. Can he save it? Yes, Cool saves it right in front of his sideline. And are they going to call foul? Or are they going to call a timeout? And now we are going to get a technical here. I'm not quite sure what the initial call was, but there was some extracurricular right after the whistle. And they're going to get a foul here on the technical on Nash Cool of Ellsworth. And that's going to get technical free throws the other way. There was no timeout. There were two fouls called, I think both on Ellsworth. Well, at least one of them is. Gunnarsson will go to the line. Nobody on the lane as he'll take the technical free throws. Makes the first. Lead up to 9. Second technical free throw. Got them both. He's automatic at the line as Gunnarsson, and Altoona for the second time in the game leads by 10 again at 48-38. And then the initial foul was on Ellsworth. So it's Altoona ball on that as well. So Altoona has the ball, leading by 10. A game-high 10-point lead for Altoona. Well, matches a game-high that they had late in the first half. Sinet, top of the key. Pass right sideline. Gunnarsson takes the three. Nope, but it didn't matter anyway. There was an illegal screen on Altoona. On Austin Worth. Seventh foul on Altoona. Non-shooting, though, because it's an offensive foul. Lead up to 10, though, for Altoona as Ellsworth has the ball. Under 8 minutes to go in regulation. Right sideline three by Peterson for Ellsworth. He got it. Boy, did they need that one right there. The old thirsty man needed a beverage, and they got it. That stops the Altoona run. The lead is down to 7. Becker curls into the lane, picks up the dribble, throws it outside to Goward, and Altoona will try again. Becker, free throw line, jump shot, front rim, off to the side, no. Rebound rail, has it for Ellsworth. Stolen away underneath the hoop, however, by Goward in a hell ball situation. It'll stay with Ellsworth, but what hustle again by Connor Goward there, who after rail got the defensive board, Goward was there to bottle him up. Ellsworth ball, they're down by 7, though, with 7:20 to go in the second half. High out right, Gavin Clues has it. Pass to the right sideline to Peterson. He'll dribble back outside. Throws it right sideline. Underneath, here's Perman. Perman hands it to Rail. Rail at the block, and he'll go up and over. Ellsworth then steals the inbounds and scores again. And in the blink of an eye, in the length of a mouse's fart, two quick buckets there by Rail, and the lead is down to 3. For Altoona, he scored, then stole the inbounds, took the last can of hookash, and the lead down to 3. But there's Owen Gunnarsson to serve as the Alka-Seltzer to the rumbly tummy, as Gunnarsson, the 10-foot jumper, left side of the lane goes, and the lead back to 5 for Altoona. A three ball on the way for Ellsworth, though, and they got it. Peterson again hits a 3. He's got 14 in the game, and the lead down to 2 for Altoona. Becker. Bully balls his way into the lane for Altoona. Whistle stops play. He got fouled. A blocking foul on Gavin Clues of Ellsworth. And that'll be the 8th team foul on Ellsworth, sending Becker to the line, shooting a 1-1. Every time Altoona gets a 10-point lead, it's almost like that's what wakes up Ellsworth. You know what? That's only the 6th foul. They've been a little off on that scoreboard. So that's only the 6th foul, so it's a non-shooting foul. Ball played into Becker. Becker underneath can't get the shot to go. The other way for Ellsworth. Rail throws it to the right sideline to Peterson. Peterson has to hustle to keep it in as it was nearly thrown away. Pass into the left corner. Perman for 3. Front rim, no. Rebound tapped out to Colson. Colson for 3. Right wing. Bottoms. And Ellsworth has the lead. Ellsworth goes on an 11-0 run. And Ellsworth has a 51-50 lead. Oh, like Rudolph coming back home after visiting the island of Misfit Toys and only to find out his parents weren't in the cave anymore either. Ellsworth now leads by a point with 5:30 to go in regulation. My goodness. Gunnarsson between the wheels for Altoona to Becker right wing. Becker left-hand dribble into the lane. Stops high off the glass. Too strong. Rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Ellsworth ball. Hunter Hibbard back into the game, had it in his hands for a moment for the offensive board, but could not keep it. Sawyer Van Vliet will check in for Altoona, giving Connor Goward a blow. 5:16 left to go, and Ellsworth on an 11-0 run has a 51-50 lead. Colson walks the ball across the midcourt stripe. Gunnarsson guarding him. Pass to Perman at the free throw line. Perman puts on the deck a couple of times, picks up the dribble. Now to Peterson, drives through, stops the baseline. Ball is knocked away, stolen away by Hibbert. Altoona the other way. Gunnarsson, left hand, stops the free throw line. He takes the jump shot, got it to go. And a timeout then quickly taken by Paul Heinrich and Altoona as they want to set up the defense. 52-51. Altoona leads. 4:46 left in regulation. Back right after this from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Join the area's newsmakers and learn more about what is happening in our town, all while enjoying a beer with the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. Each week, Jerry Keel from Northwestern Bank brings on guests to learn more about what is happening in our region, and along the way, they try some delicious beers. It's the Banker with a Beer podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com.
Well, we got a fun one shaping up for us here right now in Altoona. The Altoona Railroaders trying to win their Middle Border Conference opener. They've led for most of this game, and twice they've had leads of 10, but both ties, Ellsworth has come storming back. We've got 4:46 left to go in regulation. Altoona leads 52-51, and it's Ellsworth ball in their backcourt here in just a moment. Owen Gunnarsson, the sophomore, has got 18 points for Altoona to lead them. Just hit that bucket a moment ago to give Altoona the lead again after Ellsworth had rallied back to take the lead. Full court press here by Altoona. In the backcourt, Colson. Colson being guarded by Sinet, runs up the floor, and he barrels over Grayson Becker on top of the center court logo, but they're going to get Becker on the foul. And that is the eighth on Altoona, which will send Colson to the line, shooting a 1-1. Second personal on Becker. Both teams now in the 1-1 bonus, by the way. So Omar Colson to the line, at the line, chance to tie and give his team the lead. Free throw on the way, too strong. Oh, no! The basket elf kissed it. It went back rim, front rim, held there for a moment. It went through. So Colson hits the free throw, and the game tied at 52-all. Second free throw on the way. Made them both, and Ellsworth back out in front. Omar Colson's got 10 points in the game for Ellsworth. So Altoona down by a point again. Brecker, free throw line, throws it right sideline. Van Vliet drives the baseline, off the window, he scores with the left hand. Sawyer Van Vliet's first 2 points of the game give Altoona the lead again, 54-53, 4:20 left in the second half. Peterson, free throw line for Ellsworth, picks up the dribble, back outside Perman. Bounce feed to Rail, side of the lane, gives it to Perman, who drives on through, wave it off. Foul on the floor. He was fouled on the floor. Shot did not go in anyway, but he was fouled by Owen Gunnarsson. And that's not inconsequential that they say it came before the shot, because it's a 1-1 situation, not the guaranteed 2. All the officials will get together and discuss that. Well, I thought they were going to get 2 Gunnarsson, but they actually got Sinet. Actually, they give it to Hibbard. They change it, and they're going to give it to Hibbard 10, which is his fourth personal. 1-1 situation for Gavin Perman. First free throw on the way. That one's no good. And up like an eagle, down like a wet dog is Van Vliet for the rebound. Altoona has the ball in a one-point lead. 4 minutes left in regulation. Becker at the free throw line drops it off to Sinet. Sinet, top of the key, right wing, Gunnarsson, big three on the way. Oh, halfway down, no. Offensive rebound, Sinet, off the window. It pops off the front rim, no good. And then a whistle will stop play, a foul on Altoona, going for the rebound. Third personal on Sawyer Van Vliet, and Ellsworth is shooting 2 the rest of the way. That's the 10th foul on Altoona, so we'll come the other way. And George Rail will go to the line, shooting a pair. Chance to tie and even give his team the lead again with 3:48 left to play. The righty's first free throw. Got it to go. He's up to 11 points in the game, and we're all tied at 54-all. Scott Montesano with you on a frigid Thursday night, but oh, we're having fun here, aren't we? 54-all, 3:48 left to go. Ellsworth a chance for the lead. Rail's free throw up. Nothing but net. Rail, the juniors giving Ellsworth the lead again. 55-54, Altoona down again by a point as Gunderson walks the ball up the floor. Throws it right sideline, Van Vliet. Van Vliet into the right corner, Rail guarding him. Now to Becker, drives the baseline. Becker reverse layup with the left hand, it's good. Oh, as nice as a gingerbread cookie with a little bit of coffee. Altoona leads by a point. The other way, Peterson drives in left side. Underhand scoop shot won't go, but he got fouled. And Peterson to the line shooting two for Ellsworth. So again, a one-point lead for Altoona, but Peterson a chance to change that for Ellsworth. Free throw on the way, nothing but net. He's got 15 in the game, 9 of his points coming in the second half. 3:23 left to go. We're all tied at 56 all. Both teams have timeouts in their pocket still. That's not an issue. Peterson's second free throw. Good. And Altoona down by a point again. 57-56. Ellsworth leads by one. 3:23 left to go. Little soft full court pressure by Ellsworth, but they'll slink back as Becker brings it up the floor. Becker kicks it right corner, an open three by Sinet. No, offensive putback by Becker is good. Oh, bumbles bounce, athletes don't. He landed hard on the floor after he put that one back in, but he gets back up and he stays in the game. Altoona leads by one, 58-57, under three to go in regulation. Ellsworth ball. Right wing, Peterson, into the lane, picks up his dribble, throws it back outside. Rail, right wing three, back rim no, high rebound taken by Perman for Ellsworth. Perman tries to go back up, and he can't, spits it outside to Colson. Colson drives, throws it right corner, Rail a three, no good, leaks off the side of the rim. Rebound Van Vliet, and Van Vliet is then fouled. Will walk the floor as Van Vliet will get ready to take a 1-1. As that is the seventh foul on Ellsworth. 2:30 to play in regulation. Altoona leads by one at 58-57, and a chance for Altoona to build the lead here. They're going to get Parker Peterson for Ellsworth on the foul, just his first. So Van Vliet to the line, shooting a 1-1. Spins the ball on the floor. Now a couple of dribbles, bends the knees. The righty shot's on the way. Spins around, hangs on the front rim, and goes through. 2-point lead for Altoona, 59-57, with 2:30 left to go. Second free throw. Got them both. Altoona as a team has been very good at the line today, and Altoona leads by three, 60-57. It's one of those games. Are you having fun? Entry pass knocked away here by Van Vliet. Van Vliet up the floor to Gunderson. Gunderson off the glass. No, though. Rebound. Van Vliet gets it. He goes back up. Lots of contact. The shot's no good. No foul. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Altoona. But Altoona has the ball, leading by three with 2:11 to play. Sinet spits it out to Gunderson left wing, and Altoona with the ball. Gunderson to the free throw line, turnaround, jump shot, back rimmed it. And the rebound taken by Perman. Ellsworth has the ball. Peterson, left side of the line. Feeds it to Ray underneath, gives it to a cutting Perman, off his hands, out of bounds. Perman was streaking through the lane like Santa on Christmas Eve. Rail handed it to him, and Perman just kicked it away from himself. So the turnover gives Altoona the ball, up by three with 1:53 left to go. Becker in the backcourt. He'll dribble it up the floor as Ellsworth will slink back. A score, he would make it a two-possession game. Becker knifes on through. Oh, like a fork through a holiday ham. And Becker will score with the right hand. It's a 5-point Altoona lead. Foul the other way as Omar Colson fouled on the drive, but He'll go to the line shooting two with the double bonus in effect. 1:35 left to go. Altoona leads by 5, 62-57. But remember, every time Altoona's gotten a little bit of separation, that's when Ellsworth has woken up. Colson to the line shooting two free throws. First free throw is good. Derek Staley, the head coach for Ellsworth, has only used one of his timeouts. He's got four to use, but he is very conservative on using his timeouts. Altoona's got two left, by the way. Second free throw up. Missed it, though. Rebound into the corner. Hustling to get it is Sinet. And Altoona has the ball with 90 seconds to play. Altoona, a four-point lead and the ball. Sinet to Van Vliet. Curls into the lane. Van Vliet ripped away, though, by Peterson. Ellsworth has the ball down by four. Throw up the four to Cool. Left sideline to Rail. Rail traveled. Got the ball left wing, then tried to drive, and he traveled. Turnover back to Altoona, and now Ellsworth will use a timeout. 1:15 left to go in regulation. Altoona leads 62-58, and they'll have the ball when we come back in 30 seconds for the finish here on 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
All right, Altoona leads 62-58. They lead by four with 1:15 left to play, and Altoona throws it away on the restart. They head in their backcourt. They throw it away on the inbounds, and Ellsworth will take over down by four, and then a quick follow-up timeout taken by Ellsworth, and we'll keep it here. 1:11 left to play in regulation. And on that turnover by Altoona, Ellsworth will have the ball in the front court. 62-58, Altoona leads, 1:11 left to play. Ellsworth is shooting two free throws the rest of the way. Meanwhile, Altoona is still in a 1-1 situation. Both teams have two timeouts left. Well, this is a huge possession for Ellsworth because, and for Altoona, for that, for that matter, obviously. Ellsworth, a chance to make it a one-possession game. They score here. It's a one-possession game. And that probably changes what Derek Staley elects to do here as the head coach for Ellsworth. If they score, you're likely not fouling quickly. But if you don't score, at one point you're going to have to foul. Neither team really slows down their offense. As I said before, both teams were kind of high tempo. So that's one thing for Altoona, too. If they get into a position to try to milk time off the clock, will they be able to do that? It's sort of like when you're doing cardio. When you kind of move a little slower, that's when you really feel it in your muscles. It's not as easy. Sometimes going faster is easier. Ellsworth the basketball. Top of the key. Clues. Left wing. This is Colson, drives through, left-hand shot, no. Rebound, Sinet. Altoona has the ball. Sinet in the backcourt, throws it into Becker. 55 seconds left to go. Altoona leads by four. Becker brings it across the midcourt stripe. Dropped the ball, though he lost it. The other way, Peterson to the free throw line. Throws it left side, taking a three is Clues, and he got it for Ellsworth. And a timeout again for Ellsworth. Gavin Clues hits the three for Ellsworth, and with 39 seconds left to play, it's a one-point Altoona lead. What a whiplash of momentum right there. 39 seconds to play. Altoona leads 62-61. They'll trigger the ball in from underneath the hoop they defend. Now Ellsworth has one timeout left, Altoona's got two, and that's probably the big thing Paul Heinrichs is reminding his guys. We have a timeout. So if somebody gets into trouble, we'll be able to utilize that timeout. Don't force it. 62-61, by the way, they fixed the clock. They've now put 41 seconds on the clock. 41 seconds on the clock. Full court press by Ellsworth. Altoona leads by 1 point, 62-61. Sinet throws it in. He finds Swede. Back to Sinet. Now to Gunderson in the backcourt. Gunderson will dribble up the floor. He's across the midcourt stripe. Gunderson to the free throw line, dribbles around. Good job there protecting the ball. Got to Becker, and then Becker is fouled. High out to the left. We have 29 seconds left in regulation, and Becker will go to the line shooting a 1-1. Becker will go to the line shooting a 1-1. Altoona's been great as a team at the line today. Becker gets some air into those lungs as he puts his hands on his hips. 29 seconds to go. Altoona leads by a point. Becker at the line trying to add to that lead. Eyes the hoop. Ball's on its way. Good. 2-point lead for Altoona. Student body opposite of us wiggles their fingers trying to will that ball in as the second free throw on its way. Front rim, no. Rebound to Ellsworth. Ellsworth ball down by two. 25 seconds to play. Colson up the floor. Colson guarded by Gunderson. Left hand dribble at the top of the key. Picks up the dribble. Got the permit at the free throw line. 15 seconds left to go. Perman drives. Pivots underneath. Back outside. Up top of three by Clues. Bottoms. 9 seconds to play. Timeout Altoona. Gavin Clues buries a three, and Ellsworth takes a 64-63 lead. Wow. Ellsworth has not led in this game by any more than 2 points. That's when they led 2-0 to begin the game, and a couple times early in the second half. Yet despite all of that, every time it looked like Altoona was about to scrape Ellsworth off the bottom of their shoe, Ellsworth would stay right there. 9.2 seconds left to go. Ellsworth leads 64-63. Altoona will get one more shot here. Wow. Paul Heinrichs and the Altoona Railroaders huddle down to our left as Heinrichs draws up a play. Now, both teams do have one timeout left. Any foul by Ellsworth on the floor would be a 1-1, unless, of course, it's a shooting foul. Altoona will send out Gunnarsson, Becker, Sinet, Hibbard, and Van Vliet. Sinet will trigger it in. He's along the baseline, his own baseline. They're not putting anybody on him, so Sinet we'll get it in here to Gunderson. Up the floor. 8-7. Gunderson. Right side. Gunderson throws it. Left side of the line. Here's a three on the way by Sinet. Bottoms! Bottom Sinet! Time expires, but they're going to put time on the clock. Miles Sinet buries the three. Left side of the line. And Altoona takes a 66-64 lead. Time expired, but there was still time on the clock when the ball went through and Ellsworth burned a timeout. So the officials will get together. They're only putting 0.8 on the clock. I'd argue you could easily put 1.4, maybe even 1.6, but they're only putting 1.8. 66-64, Altoona leads by three as Miles Sinet buries a three ball along the left sideline. Gunderson drove to the free throw line. They converged on him. They forgot about Sinet. He was open. He took the three, and he got it. Now the key for Altoona is not the foul here. Ellsworth, meanwhile, will have to get a pass in to maybe midcourt, a quick heave, and a hope. You do not advance the ball in high school basketball. Who will inbound it here for Ellsworth? It's going to be Nash Cool who will throw it in. And smartly, Paul Heinrichs will throw his tallest player, Austin Worth, in his face. 0.8 seconds to go, enough time to catch, turn, and shoot if you're Ellsworth. No fouls if you're Altoona, because any foul would be two shots for Ellsworth. Cool, looking, runs the baseline, looking, throws in the midcourt, caught by Rail, throws up a heave, got it! He got it, and that's a winner for Ellsworth. They will spill off their bench and beat him to a bloody pulp. Keel threw it ahead to George Rail, who caught it at midcourt. He turned and heaved, and he got it. The buzzer beater for Ellsworth will win the game 67-66. Oh, a chef's kiss to that one. What a ball game. There was a great pick play put on by Ellsworth. Altoona had Austin Worth right in the face of Nash Keel, but as Keel went to run the baseline, they put a pick in front of Worth. Worth ran into that pick. It was a clean play. So Keel then was able to get a clean baseball pass ahead. Rail caught it just past the midcourt stripe, turned, fired up the heave, and got it. A three ball for George Rail, and the Ellsworth Panthers come here to Altoona, a game in which the Railroaders really control for most of it, and they steal this one tonight. Ellsworth wins 67-66. Back to put the finishing touches on this one right after this from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5 The Tap.
Stay tuned for tonight's postgame show featuring a recap of the game and a look at the final stats.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's time for tonight's postgame show featuring a recap of the game. Let's get back to the gym and Scott Montesano.
Well, what a ball game tonight. And while the Altoona Railroaders come up on the negative side of a buzzer beater loss, a lot of people are walking around here on the Altoona side with their jaws dropped and kind of a stunned look on their face. You saw a heck of a ball game tonight. I think everybody's walking out satisfied in what was a great ball game. And in a ball game, Altoona, in any number of measures, should have won, but had this one stolen, not by the officials, but simply stolen by the Ellsworth Panthers. I'll explain why in a minute. Just what a game here tonight. What a ball game. Altoona thinks they win the game on a Miles Sinnett three with 0.8 seconds to go. Gives them a two-point lead. Ellsworth, though, heaves the ball in after a timeout, and George Rail gets a half-court heave of his own to go. A three ball to counter at the buzzer, and Ellsworth wins 67-66. Altoona, multiple times in this game, had a 10-point lead, only to see Ellsworth come storming back. The last time was with about 5 minutes left, Altoona led by 10. Ellsworth, though, went an 11-0 spurt, reclaimed the lead. Altoona answered back. Altoona led by 4 with under 90 seconds to play. In fact, Altoona led by 4 with just 30 seconds to play, but Ellsworth got a big 3 by Gavin Clues to make it a one-point game. Altoona came back the other way. They made free throws and whatnot, but give Ellsworth all the credit in the world. They hit 3 3-pointers in the final minute of regulation to storm back and win this one tonight. If you're Paul Heinrichs and the Altoona Railroaders, yeah, you're disappointed you lost. And there's reasons you're going to go back and find that you lost. But this is one of those games in which you played well. You should have won. By a lot of metrics, you should have won. This is one where you look at Ellsworth and you go, man, when they needed a bucket, they got a big 3. When they needed the shot to go, they got to go. Multiple times this game was on the lip where, hey, Ellsworth gets another empty trip down the floor. Altoona scores again. Game's going to be over with. Every time that situation presented itself, it's almost like that's when Ellsworth would wake up, have a two-minute flurry, and be right back in the ball game. What a game. If you're Altoona, it's a heartbreaker, but, man, was that a fun one. Would have been happy if the Miles Sinnett shot turned out to be the game winner, but, man, if you're Altoona, you're disappointed in the result. You can't be disappointed in how you played tonight. Ellsworth tonight was led by 16 points by Parker Peterson, 15 by George Rail, who, of course, got the buzzer beater 3 to win it, and 9 by Gavin Clues, 3 big 3 balls by him in the second half. Meanwhile, for Altoona, Miles Sinnett had 19 points, a game high. For a brief moment, it looked like he had had the game winner. Owen Gunnarsson had 18 points, and Grayson Becker with 14. Ellsworth with the win is now 2-1 overall, 1-1 in the conference. Meanwhile, for Altoona, this loss will drop them to 1-2 overall, 0-1 in Middle Border Conference play. Altoona back in action on Saturday night. They'll have another home game on Saturday night. They'll take on Baldwin Woodville. Saturday night, Baldwin Woodville takes on Altoona here in Altoona. Our next coverage of high school basketball on 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media will be on Tuesday night. We'll be right back here at this same perch. Girls basketball, an intriguing non-conference matchup. We'll have Altoona against Bloomer on Tuesday night. That'll be a 7 o'clock start time for that one. We'll be joined by Derek Montesano for that one, and Derek will get to do the play-by-play of that game on Tuesday night. Well, that'll wrap it up for us here tonight from Altoona High School. Altoona comes up on the sad end of a buzzer-beater loss. 2 shots in the final second of regulation. Altoona thinks they're going to win on a Miles Sinnett 3. However, Ellsworth says nay-nay. George Rail, a half-court heave at the buzzer, wins it for Ellsworth. They win it 67-66. On behalf of everyone who made this broadcast possible, I'm Scott Montesano saying there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. Make sure to take advantage of it. And until next time, so long, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to this presentation of Eau Claire High School Football from Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and Civic Media. For a schedule of other upcoming games, visit echometownradio.com or thetap.fm.
When it's going to be getting really, really cold, to just help our wildlife. We live really close to St. Kate's. Is it a college or a university? I can't remember.
University.
Thank you, Haley. St. Kate's University. They have a beautiful campus, and they have a big pond there where ducks live. And the ducks.
It's a natural spring, too.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, at like 4:30, almost like clockwork, we can say the ducks come from St. Kate's, which is, you know, I don't know, how far is it? St. Kate's?
Three blocks, four blocks,
yeah.
Maybe.
So they fly overhead and then they land in our backyard because I always have goodies for them. So, yeah. And just feeding, you know, putting the seeds in the bird feeder. I just think it's important that, you know, the winter months are hard and we should just be able to help our wildlife.
So yeah, definitely.
If you're in tune to doing that. But somebody was asking me, I can't remember who it was. It was just recently. How do you know it's a crow and not a raven? You know,
I don't think ravens live in the state. I don't know.
Well, ravens look a lot different.
Yeah.
So ravens like really have a very broad kind of hooked beak. And a crow is kind of a little bit straighter. But a crow, they travel in groups.
Yeah.
Their habitat is usually urban, right? Their lifespan is 8 years.
Oh.
I know. I thought they lived longer. The sound that they make is caw, caw.
Crow, crow.
C-A-W, C-A-W. They have this is one of the differences. They have a fan-shaped tail.
Oh.
Yes, and a smaller, flatter bill. And they're extremely intelligent. We know that.
Well, you had talked years ago about the McDonald's bag.
Yeah, they did a study on, I don't remember if it was crows or ravens, but they had a brown paper bag, and the birds would know to go to the bag that had the golden arches on them because the birds would most likely find a little treat in there.
A little french fry.
Yeah. Wow. And they would leave the regular brown paper bag with no markings on it alone, and they would always go to pick up the golden arches bag. Isn't that funny?
It's also interesting when we look at our crows that they are picky on which peanuts to take. They like go through them like this one's bigger, they shake it, and then all of a sudden then they leave with like three in their mouth, and I go, where are they going? To the neighbors to drop off some peanut shells.
So, yeah, I think that they're looking for the easiest one that they could crack open.
Oh.
You know, but that's a funny story, Robert. So we were at our neighbor's house, like two houses down.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, like, who the heck is feeding these squirrels? I have peanut shells all over my yard. So we blamed it on another neighbor.
Yeah.
It was just kind of a funny thing.
Oh,
we were
Tom.
Like, we were like, oops.
Tom's feeding them.
Oops. Yeah, Tom. Yeah. He must be feeding them.
We go, oh, we got to get going.
We got to go. Okay. Yeah. But here's a raven. So here's the difference. So a raven travels in pairs instead of a group. So a crow will go in a group. A raven only goes in pairs. And a raven, their habitat is the wild. Where a crow is an urban bird.
Okay.
And hear this, the raven has a 30-year lifespan.
Wow.
They make a different sound too. Should I embarrass myself?
Yeah, we should do a poem about a raven too.
It's gronk, gronk. G-R-O-N-K. Gronk,
say
gronk.
Say it with a little more feeling.
Gronk, gronk. Instead of caw, caw. See, now you know the difference.
Maybe we can open up with one of the segments with that, too.
They have a wedge.
In howling blows.
Exactly. We should do that. We have a wedged-shaped tail instead of a fan-shaped tail. Their bill is bigger and curved, and they're also extremely intelligent. So,
Yeah,
I love them. They're really smart. There's a little story about the crows bringing little trinkets to a girl who fed them peanuts. They would find little...
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will be recombobulating Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area to break down all the news, and we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Mattenair on air.
This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Biden commutes the sentences of some 1,500 people, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
He's also the first president ever to issue categorical pardons to individuals convicted of simple use and possession of marijuana.
A man claiming to be Missouri native Travis Timmerman, who says he was detained 7 months ago after crossing into Syria on a religious pilgrimage, is free after the fall of the Assad regime. He tells CBS News of prison.
It wasn't too bad. It wasn't bad. I was never beaten. The only really bad part was that I couldn't go to the bathroom when I wanted to.
In Israel, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says Israel has indicated it's behind a deal on a Gaza ceasefire, and Hamas appears to be on board. So a deal could be close.
I am here today because I believe every day matters, and we are going to use every day we have to try to close the deal as soon as we possibly can.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is holding talks on countering the ISIS threat in Syria. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.